This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some opinions, was not a prophet of Allah. Rather, he was a very righteous, very wise man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved his wisdom to such an extent that Allah himself decided to reveal a surah called Surah Luqman for it to be a source of wisdom for the generations and for the mankind to come after Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, according to another narration, learned from Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He studied under the mentorship of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He took his knowledge from there. And there's a story that takes place at the time of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, which has become a famous story. It is also known that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam may have been a slave, according to some narrations. And his master, when recognizing his wisdom, he then freed him. Upon freeing him, he became very close to him. He became his friend. And one day he told Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam that here's a sheep, and go sacrifice the sheep and bring back the best part from the sheep. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam goes there, sacrifices the sheep, and now Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam brings back the tongue and the heart. Now when the master seen this, he gave Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam another sheep. The second time the master said, bring back the worst part. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam the second time now brings back the tongue and the heart again. The master gets confused and says to Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, the first time I told you to bring the best parts of the sheep, you brought back tongue and a heart. Then I asked you bring back the worst parts, you brought a tongue and a heart. I didn't understand what you've done here. And Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, through his wisdom, said that the tongue is such a thing that if it wants to make someone feel happy, if it wants to make someone feel motivated, if it can give someone encouragement, it can do so. It can give human beings encouragement and a source of happiness. The tongue could be a means. But the same tongue can break someone's heart in such a manner that is unrepairable. The same tongue can destroy families. The same tongue can destroy relationships. And he goes, the heart is such a thing that if the heart is not pure, then it is misguided. But if the same heart is pure, your heart is able to guide you. So this was his definition in regards to bringing back the two worst parts. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a story of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is not what Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was famous for. What he was famous for was his nasiha. Was his nasiha within Surah Luqman. And who is he talking to in this surah? He's talking to his son at a very young age. Now this is, you know, a lot of people say to us that what should we say to our son for a piece of advice? What should we say to our children to make sure that they're on Siratul Mustaqim? The surah has the tools for you to understand. And remember that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is talking to his son when he was very young. Very young. And Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says to his son, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Do not associate anything with Allah. Lesson number one, do not associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna, indeed, inna shirka la dhulmun adhimun. Indeed, the association to Allah is a great injustice. Yani, it's a grave sin, you could say. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that, don't we? Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his son at a young age, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should really look into the matter if our children are attending those places where shirk takes place. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam then goes on to say to his son, indeed, if wrong should be the weight of a mustard seed, as in khardalin, they've used the word khardalin, which means mustard seed. And it says that, and should it be within a rock, even if فَتَكُونُ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Says that even if it's within a rock or anywhere in the heavens and the earth, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. That indeed, Allah will bring it forward. And Allah is subtle and acquainted. Allah knows everything. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, at this moment in time, which Allah narrates in the Quran and passed it on to the Prophet sallam, this is an example that the Prophet sallallahu, that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam has given to his son. Jis tarah hota na misal dete hain bachche ko. For example, he said to his son that imagine a seed of mustard inside of a rock. Or let's just say anywhere in the heavens or the earth, and you hide it, and nobody knows where it is. He said that Allah will know where it is. Allah sees everything. It was to teach his son what? One was, لا تشرك بالله. Do not associate partners to Allah. The second one was, that no matter what you do, how you do, where you are, where you're going, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and he sees everything. This was his second Nasiya to his son. There's actually 10 advices that he gives to his son. Out of 10, we'll speak about 5 today due to time. Then he says the third time to his son, O my son, Ya Bunayya, Aqeemu Salah. How many of us say to our child at the age of 5, 6, 7, Aqeemu Salah? How many of us wait till they reach the age of 10, 11, 12, which in my opinion is too late? It's absolutely too late. How many of us say to our child, Aqeemu Salah? If you want nasihat for your children, this is the best one. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam saying to his child in a tender age, Ya Bunayya, Aqeemu Salah, wa'mur bil ma'rufi wa'naha anil munkar. And he's also added to Aqeemu Salah that enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. You've also taught me another thing here, that pray your salah and do what is good for you, do what is right, and stay away from which is wrong. You need to tell your son, your daughter, what is right and what is wrong. Luqman al-Islam is teaching his son. And then he goes on, which is a very, very important part for even us as adults. We can take Luqman al-Islam as a spiritual father, in this case, if we want, to take this advice from him. And he goes, and be patient. He goes, wasbir ala ma asabaka. He goes, and be patient over what befalls you. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْعُمُورِ. That indeed all that is of matters requiring determination. That anything that befalls you, yet it be good or bad, do shukr to Allah and do not become mayus, you could say. Do not become disheartened. Stay determined. This is his nasiyah to his son at a tender age. I'll keep on mentioning tender age so we understand who he's talking to here. Then he goes on, and this is the last, this was covering 3-4, and the fifth point that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says to his son is, and do not turn your cheek. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not turn your cheek from the people. What does this mean? Do not turn your cheek from the people. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ. And do not walk in the earth, upon the earth, in a manner of arrogance. In a manner of arrogance. And then he goes on to say, indeed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Indeed, Allah does not like anyone who is self-deluded and is boastful. So you learn two things from here. You learn that don't walk around in the earth as if you have a chip on your shoulder. Don't walk in this dunya as if you are something. You know, it's quite hilarious. You meet someone that's establishing a business. Upon meeting this person who's established the business whilst he's in his beginning stages, and this person's very humble. That alhamdulillah, make dua, my business works, inshallah, bidhinillah, whatever the case is. But the minute his bank balance has risen to an expectation that he never realized, he's now driving the best of cars. He's now living in the best of areas. Now the same person will walk in the street and will not even speak to the people that he used to go to once upon a time. This is what he's referring to. Now look what he's saying to his son. We're going to recap on these points. is that, number one, do not associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, do not walk upon this earth in a manner of arrogance, do not walk upon this earth in arrogance, and Allah can see you, hear you, wherever you may be. And make sure that you keep your salah intact. And make sure that when any type of trouble befalls you, do sabr and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you sabr, basically. So this is the nasihat that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. I personally recommend to all the brothers here that open the surah, read through the surah, and give the same nasihat to your children. Doesn't matter if they're 5 years old. If you can teach your son at the age of 5 to learn the full alphabet, if you can teach your son at 5 to read a story so he perfects his English, then I'm pretty sure that you can sit with your child at the age of 5 and make him understand the basic principles of our deen. Think about it. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years ago. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam came, Allah mentions it in the Quran, Surah Luqman. Why did Allah said that this is the best of advices? This is Luqmanul Hakim, the wisest man. He was known as. He was very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to fall upon the nasihats of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us identify that if we live in this country, then we are able to keep the iman of our children completely mahfuz. Completely mahfuz. I had a student in my class not very long ago who had finished the Quran 4 times. He's finished the Quran 4 times. And upon finishing the Quran, he comes back to me after 2 years and I asked him to read Alif Lam Mim Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, and he said, I do not know how to read the Quran anymore. And I goes, well, are you joking? He goes, you read the Quran 4 times. He goes, no, Mawlana, I'm being serious, I don't know how to read it. I goes, no, you're joking, come on. Then I thought he was actually joking, so I opened up the Qaeda and he didn't even know what Alif Ba Ta was anymore. And you know where we fail at this? And I'll say it openly today, you know where we fail at this? Is when we send our children to the local aunties to their houses. We send our local children to the aunties to their houses to learn the Qur'an Kareem. Their tajweed is not correct according to the Arab style. If you want to talk about tajweed in Pakistan, it's a complete different tajweed. That tajweed is not the same tajweed that you get in the Arab world. And what happens is when your child gets to the age of 13, 14, he is now unable to read the Qur'an. When he comes to a madrasa, he's unable to read with fluency, with perfection, with tajweed. He's unable to understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he can't read properly. So I would advise every single one of you that if your child does attend a home, do not take them out, but make sure that you are completely content that the fact that your child is reading this Quran, which is the essence of our life, which is the guide to our life, which is the guide to humanity, at least that's getting read properly. Because come on, what would you do? If your child came home one day and he opened up a storybook and he started to go and the man went to the park, do you know what you would do? You would call a tutor straight away. You'd call an English tutor. The English tutor would come at home. You'd pay him £25 an hour just to teach your son how to read English properly. But when your son comes home and goes, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you think, Bismillah, he knows how to read the Quran. This is not how to read the Quran. The Quran was taught to us to read it in the most perfect manner. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of this Quran and these nasihas that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. Your child will only be able to read it properly if he knows how to read the Quran properly.